in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome back to Phantom Island. This is the single wing. I don't know why the pregnant pauses are in there. You're listening in real time to my brain trying to pull the processing information together. It's a very rusty motherboard. My name is Stephen Godfrey. Welcome to the Single Wing. Thank you for your support of Phantom Island, brought to you by our friends at Homefield, who, if you didn't know, how about a low ticket alert? If you are in the vicinity of one Athens, Georgia, for the forthcoming Georgia-Texas college tackle football contest, you need to go get your ticket. If you're on the fence about it, I don't know why you'd be on the fence. If you subscribe to this, I assume, and you're going to be there, I assume you bought the ticket, but I'm just doing my due diligence. Myself, Ryan Annie, we're taking Phantom Island live for the first time. It will be in downtown, beautiful Athens, Georgia. One of my favorite college towns in America. The night before Texas, Georgia. We're going to have a big old time. Really excited. It's the can't miss kickoff. Brought to you by Modelo, home field. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff there. Some surprises in store. This will be, if you're coming, I'm more excited about this live show than any other live show I've ever done. I would say a skosh more nervous because we have some moving pieces. But yeah, just excited. Excited to go to Athens too. Like, it's been a long time since I've been to Athens. Trying to remember the last time. Been pandemic-ish, maybe. So go down there, see some people, eat some food, say hello to some friends. Try to fruitlessly. Let's do this to start the single wing today, because I had to create a little bit of patter up front to find three tickets, at least, to Georgia, Texas. So right now, I'm going to put in Texas, Georgia. This is going to be so humbling, especially for someone who has experienced college football kind of for free. I mean, I paid with my soul, but you know, I don't buy tickets. For those of you who are unaware, I have one child who has decided he is a Texas fan because of Bijan Robinson, but he's held serve with this. And then I have one child who is sort of an Army fan, but has been slowly gravitating, don't tell my in-laws, from a sort of like offered up on the platter LSU fandom to UGA fandom, to Georgia fandom. So I'm like, oh, I'd love to take them. Holy shit, the tickets are expensive. So I'm trying to find three tickets to Georgia, Texas. Nosebleeds are going for like $400 a pop right now. And longtime listeners in the single wing are like, oh man, you're going to take an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. What if they just lose interest? Like, it's $400, it's $1,200. You better keep interest. Oh God. Yeah. I don't know what I think is going to happen here. It's not like people are just going to be like, it's not like prices are going to drop. Oof. Anyway. I'll probably put this out on social media. Yeah, enjoy my quest to find three tickets potentially to take my two rowdy sons to their second ever SEC football game. They went to Vanderbilt LSU, 4 weeks ago? As I record this, 4 weeks ago? Yeah, baby. So they went, obviously, with their LSU grandparents. They saw Vanderbilt beat LSU. Still funny to say out loud. And then we're going to go maybe to this one. Or maybe I'm just going to say, boys, let me extol the virtue of watching from a tailgate. I don't think we have a tailgate like locked. We're going to be floating. But yeah, it's just it's a lot. So, all right. My name's Stephen Godfrey. I'm not just using this podcast to hunt for college football tickets, although it is front of mind, my friends, as you can tell. We're going to get into the single wing. If for some reason this is your first time listening to a single wing episode on Phantom Island, it's just me. I answer questions about the world of football. Then I answer personal questions that users ask. If you would like to ask a question, or if you would like to hear the entirety of this podcast, because I'm going to go ahead and spoil something for you. Be a lot of college football coaching talk on this one. I have 2 pages of big sticky notebooks, not like the little square sticky note stickies. These are the Post-it. It just says Post-it, but it's a, what is that? Let's say 3x6, and it's got lines on it, and I got 2 pages filled up with them, and they're in front of me from phone calls that I made fresh. For those of you listening, by the way, today should be, as you listen to this, November 7th. I am recording this on Thursday, November 6th, late in the afternoon. We're going to press the turnaround time. Thank you, server, because I'm trying to get you just hot and fresh, man. I love a good piece of nigiri, and I want to know that everything involving that piece of nigiri or sashimi is pretty recent, you know? I want that entire experience to have happened maybe in the last 12 hours. So consider me your sushi chef? Sure. That bit died. Sorry. We're going to have a lot of fresh, pulled the questions that you guys had, and then I'm going to try and fit in a couple, anecdotes, things that I've kind of learned in the last couple hours about other open jobs you didn't ask about. But in order to hear all of that, you've got to go to phantomisland.show for more information, to listen to the whole show. Come join us. Become a subscriber today and ask me questions about anything. College football, LSU, Auburn, Texas, Akron, comic books, phantomisland.show.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.